Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Might have been. Let's find out. We'll go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's our buddy from the NFL Network, from the Rose Rotation, from Baseball Today. His two fine podcasts. He's Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Man never sleeps.
And when the pressure's on and the game is almost through, the Cavs will make it happen and rally two by two.
Yeah, baby.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah. That's outstanding.
Never surrender.
That's outstanding.
Ain't no way. Never surrender.
Okay, this is more than we want.
Cannot take the Clevelander out of him. I love it.
Yeah. No, we were watching. We had multi screens going last night, all three of the Rose boys. We were sitting here watching, and, you know, I mean, that was crazy. Like, the Cavs had hit a three, and simultaneously we tied the game on a three-run homer. Yep. And David, yeah, crazy stuff. Fun.
If you would have had Pink Floyd synced up to it, you guys would have been set. It would have been great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, at least we're guaranteed a Sunday game, I think.
I don't know how
we're going to win down there.
But we'll find out.
Interesting take. Why, Chris? Why do you think that they can't go to Orlando and pull off a victory?
Well, I'm just not sure that we're the better team without a home court, really. And that's what, you know, you play the whole season for, is to get a decisive game. And I think we're going to need it. I would be surprised if we won down there. I mean, it's just, you know, they've got the best player in the series. Paolo Banchero has been phenomenal.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's an uphill battle for this squad right now. It's a little bit of a flawed roster. And I think that if, you know, hopefully we can win a series, and whatever happens against Boston happens against Boston. But it's been tough. It's been tough. And thank God for Marcus Morris.
And Max Strus in the third quarter. You're right. Morris did a nice job. Flawed roster. What do you think happens in the offseason?
They have to come to the realization that in today's NBA landscape, that 2 7-footers, neither of whom can stretch the floor, is just not the way to go. You just can't do it. I like both of the guys a lot. I mean, I think Jared Allen has actually been our best player this year in terms of productivity and availability. He's been great. But you can't play him and Mobley together. You just can't do it. You can't do it in today's day and age. You're playing 3 against 5 in terms of shooting, and that's not going to work. Just not going to work. So they got to start with that, and then they have to have a serious grown-up conversation with Donovan Mitchell, and they have to see where his head is. And I don't blame him. Like, if Donovan Mitchell says, listen, guys, I've enjoyed my time here. Beyond next year, I don't see myself being here. Then they've got to move on. You know, that's just the way it has to be. It has to be. And if that means that they end up getting a trade that's 75 cents or 80 cents on the dollar for what they gave up, so be it. They swung big, and it might not have worked out to exactly what they thought it would be, but that's because they can't have two little guys. They can't in the backcourt either. They're too big up front and they're too little in the back. And that's not, unfortunately, just not going to get it done.
All right, Chris, I need a little LA perspective on this. Thoughts on LeBron's future?
Well, you know, it's interesting because people say, oh, they got bounced in the first round. I really think that that might have been the only team that could have bounced them in the first round with the way the Lakers were playing. I am far from a Lakers fan. I love still watching LeBron because I think he's amazing at age 39 to be accomplishing what he is. But, you know, they got bounced by a really, really good team. And if you go, if I don't know how much of the series you watched, but the Lakers led for like 60-some percent of that series, I think, in terms of the score, but not in terms of the games. And Denver's just too good and too experienced, and Jamal Murray's a great shot maker down the stretch. But as far as I would be shocked if he doesn't return to the Lakers. I mean, his whole life is out here now. You know, he's got much more than just a basketball career going on. And I just don't see him going anywhere else.
I agree with you on that. I think it's L.A. or bust. His second oldest son is in high school. You know, you want to see that through. Daughter has grown up in, you know, in Southern California, not here in Ohio. You know, the boys went to school here and things, but you know, daughter's young enough. I agree with you on that. I wonder, though, how do they make that situation better for him? Because I can't see him going anywhere except the Lakers or on the very, 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 very outside chance back here.
Yeah, I don't see him going back to Cleveland. I mean, I just...
I don't either, but it's the only other possibility.
I mean,
there's only one reason. Duquesne, maybe. If Bronny's playing at Duquesne and ends up not going and he's got a chance to play for Drew Joyce Jr., that would be the only thing that... I mean, I think I'm grasping at straws by saying that. I'm just, if you're looking for a reason, I've heard other people say that too. And that's the, it'd be interesting because, I mean, you're only an hour and 5 minutes from Pittsburgh if that's what he wanted to do. And they've got a house here. I don't know. Seems empty. Someone's got to clean it up. Someone's taking out the garbage at that place in Bath.
Yeah.
Someone's got to take the garbage out.
My guess is that's not the reason to move back, but I could be wrong.
I'm throwing darts at
it. It's a really nice house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're throwing darts.
Okay.
I think they need a third star. I mean, really, Anthony Davis was spectacular this year. I think he played 76 games, and he was as good as he's ever been, in my opinion. The question is, are you going to get that much out of him? I'm like, how much more can they get out of him? I don't think they can. So they need a third person. And so I've asked my kids, who are much bigger NBA fans than I am, I said, what if we trade Donovan Mitchell there? What in the world could we get? You know? And so Austin Reeves is obviously the first name that pops out. I guess they've got a couple of younger guys on their bench who don't play that would probably fill a role. And then a first-round pick or, you know, something else down the line, some other stuff. You know, maybe some cool artifacts from Los Angeles could be sent to Cleveland's way. I don't know. But, you know, that sort of thing, you know,
Yeah. Does
Trae Young make sense? I don't know. Possibly.
Stay tuned. They'll figure that out. I think June 29th is the day for LeBron to opt out of his contract if he wants to do such a thing. Browns get through the draft.
Yep.
Nothing outrageous, but I loved it. You drafted the defensive tackle, and we had talked about that in the second round. You got a guy. You bring in an offensive lineman in the third round. You add to two positions that I thought were pretty solid anyway, Chris. And then you even signed Brian Allen yesterday, center who was with the Rams. I love what Andrew Berry's done in developing and adding depth to those two spots. I commend him.
Yeah, I mean, they're not super sexy, right? The interior of your lines, but they're extremely important. Go look at the good teams, and they have fortified themselves. I mean, that's how the Chiefs got back into it after Tampa whooped them in Super Bowl 55. They totally revamped their offensive line. And, you know, Michael Hall's a guy that is really young, but I think it's a perfect place for him to go. Not only in terms of the style with Jim Schwartz, you know, let's go get that quarterback, but also the good veterans he's got there. I mean, to sit there and learn from Shelby Harris and Mo Hurst, and to have Miles and Zadarius in that room, like that's great for his development for such a young kid. The Zach Zinter draft pick I thought was fascinating. He's far and away the best lineman on that Michigan offensive line, which has been very good as a unit at the collegiate level. But individually, I think a lot of people have questions about how they would do at the next level. I think Zinter's the one guy who they're like, yeah, he could be really solid. I think you have to pay attention to what it means, not for this year, but down the road, and what the Browns will do. When the Browns were not very good, we extended, you know, Joel Bitonio with very, very good reason, and Teller, because we just didn't have anybody else to give money to, in part. Like, they were like, we're going to fortify the guard position, make sure that is elite, and it has been. Now we're at the point where we can't pay both guards $15 million a year. You just can't do it. So at some point, what does that mean for the team? And I just think you got to just start connecting dots a little bit as we move forward there.
Chris, I'm not sure if you saw it this morning. There's a rendering of what the dome in Cleveland could look like based on a meeting that happened in the State House. I just texted it to you if you don't have it. But what are your thoughts on that? I'm just curious. I can't believe tons of negative feedback Jeff was reading, although I did see some positive feedback. I think Jeff was just reading the negative feedback on the air before.
I was just reading them down the line. So
yeah,
whatever ones. Most of them were all negative.
On our Twitter feed, on our X feed, it was okay. It was like 50-50. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
So what's been the negative feedback, out of curiosity?
Didn't like the design.
Yeah.
I thought it was – the thing looks really cool to me.
I liked it. Yeah. I was the only one sitting here for a while. I was like, he's reading all of these negative comments.
Well, I wasn't looking for them. I was just reading the ones that were in line.
I know. Chris, what did you think? Look at it and tell me what you think.
Came over a little blurry. I don't know. What do you have? Bad phone?
I do. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm on this DOS system on my phone, and it's just.
Oh, my God.
I had to use dial tone.
It's kind of hard for me to tell.
It's underground. The field is underground, which is really interesting. And it almost looks like, I don't know, probably one of the, it looks like a big house with one of the kids you went to from university school that had like its own football stadium underneath it.
Yeah. We had a lot of those popped up all over the neighborhood.
Tons of it, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've been to a few of these new domes, right? Obviously, we've got one out here in Los Angeles, which is very nice. Minneapolis is exceptional. That place is great. You know, football stadiums are not like baseball stadiums. Like, sometimes you go to a baseball game just to check out, right? How many people are like, hey, I've been to 23 of the 30 stadiums? You rarely say that about the NFL. Because you just don't – you care more about the dudes on the field than anything else, right? It's because it's – the field's still 100 yards long. Dimensions – don't change. You might, you know, the food service might be a little bit better. Sight lines are obviously extremely important. You want to be able to feel like you're still a part of the game, even if you're buying tickets in the 400 or 500 section. All that sort of stuff matters when you go to a football game. But it's not like going to a brand new baseball stadium. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. Baseball
without question.
Baseball feels like a pilgrimage when you go to the stadium and you wear it with a badge of honor that you've been to different stadiums, yes.
So although you might want it to look a little cooler or something like that, to me, that's the fascinating part is that they would build a dome. The rest of it, whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. You want it to look as good as it can, obviously, but I don't know. That's my feeling about it.
Chris Rose joining us. I have to ask you about the Guardians. Nothing to panic about schedule-wise. You've lost 4 of 6 games for the first time all year. Is this something to panic about? Your rotation's dinged up. Carlos Carrasco, in his last nine innings, has given up 13 earned runs.
Yeah, that's the part. Is that, you know, people were – I had a friend text me last night. I mean, couldn't we have stayed away from Hunter Gaddis? Well, no, you couldn't have. Like that's – No, we couldn't have stayed away from him. We're in the 10th inning, and your starter gave you four. Like, that's what can't happen. We need our guys to start giving us six innings a pop. And, like, Logan Allen's got to grow up a little faster than maybe we want him to. And this is where the Bieber injury really hurts, Because if he could be the guy that every 5 days you could count on to get you into the seventh, it life feels a little bit better. And so, you know, now for me, the things I'm focusing on are getting guys into the sixth inning, and when's Kyle Manzardo getting up here? Because I do hope, you guys have heard me, I love the Guardians front office. I really do. I think they've done such an amazing job. But somebody has to ask them, what are we waiting for? Like, there's no more development for that kid. He's not 21. We could put him in the middle of the lineup. And if we're serious about trying to contend this year, let's put the best team we can out there. We're not talking about rushing a guy. He needs to be there and get at bats. I know Florial had a huge, huge swing last night, but this guy needs to be in there from that side of the plate. Let's do it.
You are preaching to the choir, brother. I think Jeff and I have said, Jeff started that and then I hopped on. But he had 8 home runs in 5 games there. I mean, he was just on a tear.
And Chris.
Yeah, he's a big league hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, if you bring him up right now, seriously, he's automatically becomes at worst our 5th best hitter in the lineup day one. And it's not close.
Chris, is there any outfield possibility with him from all the folks you've talked with?
I don't think so. I really don't think that that's a possibility, because my guess is they would have already tried that. I think you would have. I mean, believe me.
That's exactly
what would have happened.
I got to tell. I know they've lost these couple of games, but the Atlanta losses were like good losses. Like, yeah,
those were good games.
They played tough. They bases loaded, nobody out. You get out of. Like, if I had questions about whether they were legit, or in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, the schedule seems pretty easy. But, man, they hung with the Braves. You know, the Astros are the Astros. Like, I respect them. And so it's hard for me not to say, okay, well, they're a little bit off. But, I mean, again, you don't want them to lose. But if you're going to lose, man, they're going down fighting. And I've got a lot more respect for this team today than I did when they were in training camp, because I didn't think this was even going to be this much fun so far.
Yeah, and guys, don't pay attention to the schedule stuff. Everybody plays the same schedule now. That doesn't matter. And you have to pay attention to a few things. Number one, the Astros have been horrible. They had a terrible first 5 weeks. They just don't have any pitching. And I mean, you saw that last night. They just are. Alex Bregman hit his first home run of the season yesterday. The other thing is, for people that say, oh, well, you've played the A's. Guys, take the Guardians games off of the A's record. They're 2 games above 500. And they have series wins over the Tigers, who I think are a pretty good team, the Rangers, who I believe won a pretty important ring last year. They split a 4-game set with the Yankees, and they beat the Orioles in a series. Like, if you're having discussions with your friends that don't live in Cleveland, they want to give you that stat about, well, you've played Oakland 7 times. Who cares? The A's are playing good baseball this year. The back end of their bullpen is awesome. So don't give me that crap.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Thanks,
always
Chris.
A pleasure.
Bye. Chris Rose, NFL Network Rose Rotation Baseball Today, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is there a problem here with the starting rotation? Is it starting to kind of bubble to the surface? I think it might be. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.